Welcome to the TV Kids Festival. I'm Kristen Brzezinski, executive editor of TV Kids, and I'm speaking with Lucy Murphy, director of kids content for the UK and Ireland at Sky, who we are honoring with the TV Kids Pioneer Award. Hi, Lucy.
Hi, everybody. It's lovely to be here.
And we're delighted to have you here. It's been a year since the launch of the Sky Kids channel. So take us back to the drive behind launching the service and how it's been received over the last year.
Well, we've had quite the year, as you can imagine. It's been very exciting to launch a new kids channel here in the UK and Ireland. And before launching the channel, we talk a lot to our customers, and we'd been speaking to parents who were telling us that much as they love the flexibility of on-demand viewing for their children, actually, they really, really found linear channels for children important, particularly, you know, younger families really enjoyed the fact that with the linear channel, children come across new shows. They don't binge watch one particular show all the time. There's variety, there's different genres they get exposed to. So we thought that's really interesting, because so much of the data had been leading everybody to on-demand services, and they're great, and there is still room for linear channels.
Tell us about the channel partnerships you have for content, and why is this a real value add for the Sky brand?
Well, we are so fortunate here in the UK to have extremely brilliant kids channels, all of which are on the Sky platform because we are an aggregator. So from all those great free-to-airs like CBeebies and Milkshake through to our pay partners with Paramount and Warner Discovery. So we have 8 pay channels as well as the free-to-airs. So those relationships are incredibly important because, like Big Sky, as I call it, for our children's service, we want the very best of everything. And that means the best international channels, the best British channels. And having looked at all of that, there's also room for us to make some very targeted commissions and acquisitions at Sky Kids to complement what we get from our pay partners.
What have you learned about kids' viewing habits when it comes to what works best on linear versus an on-demand environment? And how is that impacting your programming strategy? Are you using one to promote the other?
We certainly use the linear channel to introduce new shows. That's a great example of where, in this age of a very crowded environment and discoverability being the buzzword that everybody is talking about, a linear channel gives you an opportunity to introduce a new show and sort of create an appetite and a love for it that can then get translated into the on-demand environment. But linear also gives us an opportunity to create mood and energy, which you can't really do on demand in quite the same way. So our linear channel gives us the opportunity to follow the rhythm of a young child's day. So from that start right early in the morning, 6 a.m. when kids are waking up, and you don't want something that's going to get them leaping around instantly. You want something quiet and rather beautiful that's going to get them into the day quietly. And then you bring all your big brands in before school. And then also we recognize that we have different aged children available at different times of the day. So we assume that the bigger kids have gone off to school, so we can put on much younger skewing programming during the middle of the day and really think about what parents need at that moment. You know, at 11 a.m, what are parents saying, I need this for my child right now? And what are the kids themselves thinking? So we're constantly thinking, what are families doing? What are kids doing? How are they feeling at this moment in time? And what can we give them that's just perfect?
Let's look first at commissions. How much are you commissioning across that broad spectrum of platforms in, say, a given year? And how has that shifted in the last couple of years?
Well, we commission actually from ages sort of 1 up until 10 years old. The channel is for children 7 and under. So there is an amount that we commission for on-demand only for those 6 to 10-year-old audiences. And we've commissioned more than ever over the last couple of years, and we're investing more than we have done before in UK content and creators. which I'm really pleased to say that, moving forward, we're maintaining that investment and we're really committed to commissioning in that sort of broad demographic and all the genres that fit into what children want to watch, whether that's news and current affairs or animation or factual entertainment. So we're really committed to covering all of those areas.
Looking at acquisitions, what's a rough estimate of how much acquired fare is being programmed across the platforms you oversee? And what do you have to keep top of mind when acquiring for a Sky brand?
We don't have a target or a quota for acquisitions. To be honest, it changes year to year, depending on, as I've said before, because we really try and complement what we get from our pay partners. We really try and sort of look at where the gaps are so that we're filling in the gaps. And also from any one year to the next, you never know what shows, we need more of, and second, third, fourth seasons, etc. So we don't have an actual sort of number of hours per year that we take. And you also have to look at what's repeating really well. Because yes, of course, you need lots of new shows to refresh the service, but you also have to really look at those shows that kids are loving and think, okay, this repeats so well. Let's take it for extra series. We also look for huge global brands, all the brands that you would expect from a premium entertainment service, as well as, we all say the same thing, I'm sure, when we're acquiring or commissioning. You really hope you're going to find those little gems. A couple that we bought that have done really well for us were Beep and Mort, which came out of Australia, and Norman Picklestripes, which is a stop motion series made here in Manchester. And those little gems that are not known IP and are not big brands, but they really have blossomed and flourished, I'm pleased to say.
Talk to me about the UK landscape for kids' entertainment and how the Sky brands are positioned to remain competitive in this space.
So to be competitive in today's landscape, particularly here in the UK, we do have a cost of living crisis, and have done over the last 18 months or so. And that's the same in other areas around the world too. So we're really looking all the time at what's going to add value to our customers, what's going to make them feel good about paying their subscription. And staying competitive, it's part of it is about that value. And part of it is also about the sort of keeping one step ahead so that you stay current, you stay relevant. And most importantly, you stay loved. Now, as a brand, you want, and we always set out to do this with everything we do, we want kids to absolutely love it and we want parents to trust it. We also need to be really inclusive, and that inclusivity point is getting more and more important, I think, globally, and not just in the type of shows that we are commissioning, but in the experience of watching. And that is something we've been paying a lot of attention to. So we were absolutely delighted that we could launch the Sky Kids linear channel with 100% of the shows subtitled. We've also really put a lot into subtitled collections of on-demand content because we know that it really helps with kids learning to read. So we're constantly sort of fine-tuning and finding ways to make the experience of watching amazing and for parents to think, wow, that's a little added extra that we get from Sky. The other point really is that this is a crowded market and we want families and communities within our demographic to feel really represented by the content that we're commissioning or acquiring. It's really, really important that kids feel it's their channel and that they are represented in that content. Accessibility is important, diversity and inclusion is really important. And it's been a real focus for us in 23. So we've commissioned what may at first seem quite niche propositions like Boo Snoo or Ready Eddie Go, which we made for a wider audience, but with real focus within the content and the creative for those on sort of neurodiverse communities. And what we've discovered actually is it's not niche at all. We're talking to active vocal communities within the sort of children's landscape who are willing to engage with content, and it also resonates with a wider audience as well.
Well, we at TV Kids want to recognize your work in bringing this type of top-tier programming by presenting you with the TV Kids Pioneer Award.
Well, thank you very much, and I have it here. I'm thrilled to receive it. Thank you so much. This has been a real honor. We've wiped the fingerprints off because everyone in the office wanted to take a look at it, and it's really a wonderful award. And very gratefully received. So thank you.
Been in the business for quite some time now.
A very long time.
I'm curious about those shifts that have changed the way that you've had to approach, firstly, the content that you bring to kids, but then also the way that content is delivered.
It's a really good point. I think we all know that discoverability is absolutely key, and it's top of mind for the industry. I've been in the industry long enough to remember a time before mega brands like Paw Patrol and Teletubbies and Peppa Pig and Hey Dougie existed. Anything coming into the market now has all that competition because it's not going away. All those beloved brands are going to stay there. So anything coming now has to add to that landscape, and create something a little bit different. Also, we're thinking a lot about robustness and the robustness of a brand to be able to carry through all the digital touch points and real life touch points that a family might have. I always say that the very best place for your show to end up is a drawing in the fridge in the kitchen, because if your child has drawn and coloured in and given you a picture of their favourite character, it means they love it. And if whoever is looking after that child then hangs it on the fridge, that means that they also like it and have invited it into their home. So we're always really aiming for that. We're aiming for the fridge. But look at Bluey in the Macy's Day Parade. That was amazing. That shows how Bluey has established in the kind of wider consciousness all of that franchise planning, which used to be pretty much TV and then consumer products, but it's now much more elaborate. And producers are getting brilliant at doing all of that. And it's definitely something that we think about when we're commissioning something. And I think the last point is that we need to ensure that the content we're delivering really stands out and provides an opportunity. And whether that's opportunity is that a child just wants to be entertained, they just want the funnies at that moment in time, or whether they want to learn something, or whether they want to get up and dance, whatever that need state is that they're experiencing at that moment in time, we need to have something that absolutely fits it.
What's giving you optimism these days about the kids industry? What are those bright spots that keep you energized and excited about the work you do?
Oh, so many. The audience first. I think the audience always inspire and motivate us, actually. I think everybody in this industry is, money's great, but it's not, it doesn't start there. It starts with the audience, it starts with children, and really understanding the place and the environment that kids now live in and all the different calls upon their time there are. We have to be worthy of that. And we have to make sure that we're creating for them. And actually, the very best content is not just made for kids, it's made with kids. So, for example, when we make our news show, we have children under 16 who are the presenters because they really get their audience and they understand the things that matter. So it makes a show that's really fresh and relevant. And that is exciting. I mean, every week we learn more about that audience. And then the creativity of this industry, I mean, that gets me out of bed every morning, absolutely. when you see something that is just so beautiful or so heartfelt or so original, and you just think, oh, I haven't seen that before. You know, you always open an email with a, what am I going to find? And that's a really important thing. And the way that tech is constantly kind of leading us into new places, that's really exciting. The new Lego Fortnite relationship, for example, which I think everybody's been excited. What's that going to look like? How's it going to play out? What other people do is also really exciting for us and inspiring. But you know, although we've got all these new ways of reaching kids, here at Sky, we've been having a lot of fun with a new bit of tech called Sky Live, which is a camera that just is a tiny little box that sits on top of your TV, and it allows you to have really immersive, interactive, gesture-based gameplay where you've got children up on their feet, actually sort of using their bodies to play games. And when you see the joy and delight on a child's face when they're doing that, that's out of this world. I mean, it makes it so worthwhile. Or when you see a parent realizing that with Sky Live, they can link in with aunties and cousins and grandparents in other parts of the country and use the main TV in the house as a giant video call, or whether you can watch a show together, all of those things. Again, it's about experience. It's about making entertainment fit into families' lives. And that's exciting.
Well, Lucy, it's a pleasure to have you as our TV Kids Pioneer Award honoree. So thank you for sharing your time and your insights with us. And thank you for all that you do in helping to shape this next generation by providing great programming.
Well, thank you. It's the most important thing we can do, and it's an honor to keep doing it.